The point of Jesus' preaching program is that the King of God is at hand. The King of God started when Jesus came to earth. The King of God is available in the person of Christ. It is this person who preaches the good news, heals the sick, forgives sins, and feeds the hungry. All these good works are comforting and restorative and respect the dignity of all people. At first glance, today's gospel from the Holy Gospel according to Mark appears to be about marriage, divorce, and adultery. However, when one reads the section that follows chapter 10, the focus seems to be about discipleship. The invitation to the disciples is a move from a legalistic mindset to one that accepts the King of God like a child. True discipleship means being detached from all possessions, including attachment to the self, as to allow God's graces to flow through all. The disciple who has given up all for the sake of the gospel will receive 100-fold in this life and in the eternal in the age to come. Being a disciple means being in relationship with God and with all of creation. We are introduced to the stories of the creation in the book of Genesis. These stories from Scripture teach us a kind of truth that is not found in either history or science books. These stories have meaning and truth. They're not just mere facts. That's why when someone asked Jesus about relationships, he started with the meaning of the story of Adam and Eve. The author of the second chapter of Genesis gives us an image of God. He puts together a story of God fashioning a creature endowed with godly characteristics. Then, feeling compassion for the loneliness of this creature, he creates other living creatures. However, they don't reply to him. They don't respond to him. Thus, he creates another creature, another person, one like the first, but only different. The author of the first chapter of Genesis wants us to realize that human beings are creation's crowning of the image of God. The best is saved for last. The author of the second book of Genesis reflected more on who we can be for one another. It is through the symbol of the couple that the story reflects on the fact that we become fully human through the communication that builds relationships. Adam was nothing more than a guardian of animals and a gardener before he met Eve. When each met the other as a thinking, speaking person, their lives became fertile. Learning to love, they grew in likeness to God, their creator. It is the backdrop of this creation story that the Pharisees in today's gospel try to hook Jesus into a debate about the legality of dismissing a wife as if she wore a worn-out coat or a worn-down piece of furniture. Jesus amplifies the question, trying to open the minds, and he reminded them that the law served the narrow purpose of reining in hard hearts. He reminded them that God created human beings for one another, and that no person is to be dismissed, rejected, or marginalized without diminishing the entirety of God's creation. Jesus' teaching defends the inalienable dignity and the fact that we are made for one another. Today's liturgy of the word points to the Genesis vision of humanity's potential for union with God and neighbor, as well as the challenge from Jesus' invitation to esteem each person as a unique person of God. You and I live in a world where there is contempt for human life. We live in a world that aborts, executes, discriminates against migrants and refugees. We treat people as objects. There is much sexual abuse and human trafficking out there. All the things that are bad and evil. We simply cannot stand by and let all that happen. As Catholics, we do believe in the dignity of life, that each person is in the image and likeness of God. And this month of October is Respect of Life Month. Once again, making us aware of all the atrocities that occur to human life from the beginning of conception until natural death. So said, there is great contempt. We have a tendency of blaming people for the problems that are surrounding them. You know, a mother has a baby who she is uncertain about. A prisoner gets out of jail without the basic elements of food, water, or shelter, without abilities to make life better. Immigrants and refugees seek asylum here. Once again, they do not have the basic elements of life. We certainly are called to pray for their well-being, but we are also to pray to God for the willingness to be able to assist our brother and sister. Once again, respecting all human life and the image of God. Our psalm today calls us, give blessings, to the Lord, that the Lord may in turn bless us. And there are people in our home or in our community where life is not a blessing because of the burdens of life. Once again, we are not to blame. We're not to alienate. We're not to punish. We're supposed to be there to support and help. So as we continue this liturgy, let us pray to thank God for the blessings that he has blessed us with, but also to pray for the willingness to be faithful in our discipleship by being willing to share what we have with those who need help.